Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord.
Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me.
I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
our Savior, subject to the law, and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant us the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Circumcision in the name of Jesus is from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord.
I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts.
I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. The epistle is from Galatians chapter 3. Now before faith came, we were captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Aaron's offspring, heirs according to promise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
God, the very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the gradual this morning, we heard one of the most beautiful things in all of Scripture. God says, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. That's the promise he makes through the prophets regarding the new covenant, which would come through Christ. And it is an amazing promise. In the new covenant, God wouldn't merely overlook the sins of his people, neither would he just forgive them. No, his promise is that he will remember them no more. Like they never existed. Like they never happened. Like his people had never sinned at all. This is something only God can do. We certainly can't do it. We can forgive people. We can overlook the faults and misdeeds of others. We can turn a blind eye to the sin of others, and even to the sin of ourselves. But we can't forget sin. They say time heals all wounds, but no amount of time will ever heal from your memory the horrendous thing so-and-so said or did to you, or that horrific thing you said or did to someone else or to yourself. We remember sins, both those committed against us and those we commit against others. We're really, really good at this too. Experts at remembering sins. Husbands and wives know this all too well. They may kiss and make up after some silly fight, but months later, when something else comes along that causes a spat, those past sins are brought up and put right back on the table to fight about again. We sinners lack the ability to remember sins no more. In fact, again, we are experts at remembering sins. But how can God remember sin no more? This seems an even bigger impossibility than it is for us. After all, God is omniscient, that is, all-knowing. How can an omniscient God forget something? Doesn't seem possible. And yet, it is. With God, all things are possible. The promise God made about remembering sins and lawless deeds of his people no more was in reference to the one he promised to send who would crush the head of the serpent and save us from our sins. That one, the seed of the woman long ago prophesied, came via the virgin womb of Mary, the one who was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And his name means Yahweh saves, the Lord saves. For that is what he came to do, save his people from their sins. And already, at 8 days old, Jesus begins to live up to his name. He had no personal need to keep the old covenant, the covenant with the God of Abraham. He is the God of Abraham. He does not need to be marked as one of God's own children. He is God's son. But he submits to his own law. He feels the blade forged by human hands against his tender infant skin, and his blood flows for the sin of the world for the first time when he is 8 days old. Jesus was circumcised so that we Christians don't have to be. He took up our flesh for this purpose, to be our circumcision. That is, to be the flesh that was cut off, the sin that is separated from us forever. So it is that it is in Jesus that God can and does remember our sins no more. For Jesus has not only saved us from our sins with his perfect life and sacrificial death on the cross, but he has, as we sing each and every week, taken away our sins. He is the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus left our sins buried in the tomb when he emerged, resurrected, and glorified on the third day, so that our sins no longer exist. God can and does remember our sins no more, because in Jesus, our sins are, in fact, no more. What glorious good news. The problem for us is, of course, that we are still afflicted by sin in this veil of tears. It's impossible for us to fathom how God remembers our sins no more, or how they can possibly not exist when we go on sinning daily and much. We know our thoughts, words, and deeds, and how sinful they have been. We see sin everywhere in this dead and dying world. We are surrounded by it. We see the effects of sin in the news every day, in the action of those we love who sometimes hurt us, in the illnesses and pain that afflict so many, in the deaths of loved ones and friends, in the greed and selfishness and lust and deceit and covetous hearts that even beat within ourselves. Sin is everywhere, and yet, if you would believe God, it is nowhere. It is finished. Jesus has taken all sin away. So there are two realities that coexist side by side. There are two truths here that seem contradictory, but are not. You are a sinner. You sin. And sin infects this world to this day and will until Christ returns. But there is also this reality. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You are clothed in His perfection, in His perfect holiness and righteousness, in His sinlessness. And if you are Christ's, then, as St. Paul says, you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise, so that you are God's people, whose sins He remembers no more. On this New Year's Day, we celebrate the fact that Jesus has fulfilled His name. He is Yahweh in the flesh and has saved His people from their sins. He has saved you from your sins. He has put His very name on you and blessed you, so that you are perfect in Christ, glorious in your appearance, an unblemished virginal bride, created new in the waters of baptism for your bridegroom, God's Son, Jesus. And because of all that, because of the wonderful, mysterious, glorious things God has done for you in Christ, He remembers your sins no more, for your sins are no more in Christ. And beloved, as a pledge of this glorious and mysterious reality, Jesus gives His very body and blood to you here at the holy altar, which is the new covenant in His blood, that you may remain pure, that you might remain in Him, holy and pure, sins forgiven, and forgotten, with eternal life and peace and joy coursing through your very veins. Jesus is still Yahweh in the flesh, saving His people. You, the offspring of Abraham by faith, from their sins. And no matter what 2017 brings, His name will remain Jesus, the name by which you are saved, and your sins and lawless deeds will continue to be remembered by God no more. For nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Happy New Year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The heavens are the work of your fingers, yet you have willed to save us in the most humble and sacrificial of ways. On the eighth day after being born of the Virgin Mary, your Son was already at work for our salvation by fulfilling your law and shedding his blood. Receive our thanks for the gifts of righteousness and grace from his life of perfect obedience and his death in our place for our sin. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, in keeping with your word and in thanksgiving for your promises, Mary and Joseph obeyed your command for Jesus on the eighth day, that he might be numbered among your people. Bring children to the waters of holy baptism, that they too might be numbered among your saints for the sake of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we were held captive under the law and condemned by our sin, until your Son set us free by his life, death, and resurrection. We give you thanks that we are heirs of your kingdom by grace through faith. And we pray that this gift of salvation might kindle in us a gratitude and desire to fulfill your law and obey your commandments in service to you and in love for one another. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Lord, you declare that in Christ Jesus there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for we are all one in him. Preserve us from all ungodly prejudice, and at the same time preserve in us an awareness that you bless servants and masters, males and females, with distinct and specific callings. Grant that we might not resent where you have placed us, nor what you have created us to be, but give us hearts that rejoice to serve you as you have ordained. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Lord of hosts, you declare that sinners cannot look upon your face and live because of their unrighteousness, yet for the sake of Christ, our sins are no more according to your promise. Bless and keep us by your grace. And remember especially those who are in need and cry out to you for mercy, including those who have requested prayers from us, including David Gursky, Ella Shaw, Scott McCollum, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd Duby, James Whiting, Pastor Dan Chambers, John Myers, Cheryl Myers, Pat Howard, Jeff Sherry, and Logan Patak, and Lyle Paul. According to your will and wisdom, lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have clothed us with Christ and his righteousness in holy baptism, and now you give us his very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins in the Holy Supper. Grant to all who eat and drink from this holy altar humble hearts that acknowledge their sin and rejoice in your undeserved grace. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You made your Son a little lower than the heavenly beings for our salvation, and now he sits enthroned in heaven, crowned with glory and honor. Receive our thanks for all of your people who have gone before us, who bore your name in this world and now stand before you in heaven. Bless us all in this new year, and preserve us in your name and faith until that day when we also stand before you in glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, for in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. shed for you. The very body of Christ, given 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 for you.
Blood of Christ,
the very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you.
The blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ, given for you.
The blood.
The very body of Christ, given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Earth, blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Earth, blood of Christ.
Thank you.
this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Countenance upon you and give you peace.